I love the piano fingers. They're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Okay, you're live.
Amen. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I didn't mean to make you feel. They're beautiful. They really are. Amen. I give praise to God. Amen. I am grateful and thankful that we are back with the online prayer. As long as the Lord allows, we are back with online prayer. I want to thank. I gave an email address. Asia, if you could put that email address in the chat room about the prayer. The email address is for prayer. It is
S4C.
It is S4C praying with you. That's pretty easy to remember, right?
Yes.
S4C praying with you at what they call the old antiquated email system, AOL.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not say amen.
Amen.
No, really, you didn't have to say it.
Amen.
At S4C praying with you at AOL.com. Just send me your prayer request. I put it up late last night, and this morning I woke up, I had 20 prayer requests, and I just put it on Facebook just last night, just a little picture of it. So I think people are ready for prayer. Amen. So I could not get to all of you because I was in a rush to get out. And those of you that I don't call now, I will be praying for you and responding to you tonight and tomorrow. But Brenda's great-grandson, Nicholas, and Oliver Jr., can you read those?
Janae, Tiffany, and grandkids, Chloe and Kevin. Pamela, I desire to live a clean, organized, and peaceful home.
Amen. And I got the rest of that, Pamela, and I will be praying with you because I understand that sometimes you, in the spirit, when people live like that, and you know what I'm talking about, when people live that way, that's all you know. They become a part of you because that's all you know. That's the spirit that was in that household. And so now that they're no longer there and you don't have to live that way, you know, now you are requesting that we will pray that the Lord will deliver you from that atmosphere.
Amen.
I get that. And so we're going to be praying for you with that.
Amen. Mary, pray against the satanic agenda today being planned to be carried out at Five Kingdom in America and probably throughout all the nations by satanic networks.
There are people in America that hate America. And there are people that are out to destroy the world. You live here. Why would you burn down where you live? That doesn't make sense. Why would you pray against or go against and side with demonic spirits and Nephilim against the place where you live? It doesn't make sense. Everything, the Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. You're on a battlefield. It's time to fight. We have to understand and know who our enemy is. We are not dealing with our physical neighbor. We are dealing with spiritual, demonic entities that hate God. And because God loves you and God bless those of you that love God, we are in a battle against those spirits. And what they're doing is absolutely, positively against God. We are on the front line. We are on the battlefield and we need to pray. Because power and joy and prayer will at least hold them back until the Lord delivers us from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Teresa, pray for my daughter, Lauren, and her ex-husband, Edier, for salvation.
Amen. We're going to be praying. We're going to be praying and lifting them up. We're going to be praying. I understand what you're saying and where you're coming from. We are going to be praying for them, for your family.
Yes, Lord. Michelle has a heart for the celebrities, and she's praying for those who have sold their souls.
We forget that. You know, when people are so busy idolizing the celebrities, they forget that all of them are not willing to do what they're being requested to do. I mean, all of them are not dirty, low-life scum. Okay, somebody wants out, but they may not know how to get out.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Somebody may be trapped in a situation. Sometimes you get hooked on the money, and you don't know how to live without it. You get hooked on a celebrity. You don't know how to motivate, how to operate outside of that realm. You get pulled into something and you don't know how to get out. And you need the prayers of the saints to help bring you out, even though you are a celebrity here.
Right.
And so I thank you for sending that. We will be praying.
And last is Lee. Pray for her son, Ryan and wife Julia to have the scales removed from their eyes and plugs removed from their ears.
The enemy is trying so hard. He wants you to be numb when it comes to feeling the Spirit of God. He doesn't want you to be educated. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He doesn't want you rightly dividing the word of truth. He doesn't want you to understand who God really is. He doesn't want you to see that we are in a real battle. The enemy does, he does everything in his power and those that serve him to do everything to keep you away from the power and the knowledge of God. And we are praying against that in the name of Jesus, especially in the church. You've got online, you've got diseases, you've got, everything is against you. Everything is against you serving God. Everything. Everyone that is not serving God or not trying to learn how to serve God is against you serving God. We need to band together as one body and pray that those that want God can find him while there's still time.
Amen.
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 I want to also thank Richard, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Rawl. Amen. And such a beautiful card from Beasley. Thank you, Beasley. And there are some others that are there. I just want to say thank you. We're going to be praying now. I don't know if we got any prayer list this morning. We don't have a prayer list this morning for anyone? Okay. Asia, is anyone asking for prayer online? Amen. Can you pass some to Nikki? And Nikki, can you pass some to me? Amen. Because if they're asking for prayer in the chat room, we want to pray. Those of you that can pray, can you come and stand with us, please? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those of you that can pray, I need to stand with us so we can pray. And if y'all, we need everything. If they're not with this pastor, I need them outside.
Okay.
Okay. The only conversation is the one that I'm having up here.
Okay.
Everybody else is on the other side of the doors.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. The God is worthy of all of our praises. Good morning, Chrissy. I almost called her Sissy. Good morning, Chrissy and baby, because amen, right?
Chrissette.
Yes. All right, amen. So I'm waiting for some prayer requests to come in so that I can, let me just pray for SPOC in a global church in general, amen. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for your love and kindness, for your righteousness and your mercies. We give you praise for all that you are and all that you do, Father. Can you anoint my hands? The Lord had me set this up this morning. I'm the only one to sit over here. This is his ground right here.
Amen.
And this is his space right here. I don't want anybody leaning on it. I don't want anybody sitting on it. This is God's space right here. Amen. But, hallelujah. Those of you that are listening online, if there's anyone listening online, I need you to point your hand, and those of you in the room with us, put your hands like this. You point your hands toward me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those people that are in this room, those that are tuning in live, those who will listen to this later, we're asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would lift us up. If there is any sin, any unrighteousness, if there's anything in our atmosphere that is not like you, we're asking you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, you understand what we need. You understand what the enemy is trying to do. But greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, your works, your power, your authority supersedes anything that the enemy would try to do. I pray covering over those that already have salvation. I pray for those that are in need of salvation.
Yes.
Those mothers that are praying for their children. Those fathers that are praying for his children. Those pastors that are praying for the children, for the flock, the people, the neighbors, the cousins, the friends, the strangers, the people that are praying for other people for salvation and for righteousness. We're praying that you would increase their power and their strength so they will be able to pray without ceasing, so that they will continue to lift up the name of Jesus for those that need to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Let your power be made known in this house. among these people, among S4C Global, among the body of Christ, so that your perfect will be done.
Yes.
Lord, through this prayer service this morning, let someone be healed, let someone be delivered, let someone be encouraged, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any requests yet? Hallelujah. Let me pray for you too while I'm waiting for someone to give me a prayer request. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, bless you. I know you did. And I'm sorry that we're online, so I hope that's okay. Is that okay? Amen. Amen. I didn't hear. Okay. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for these soldiers that are with us. Hallelujah. These soldiers that are with us. Keep them safe in your loving arms. I tell you what we're going to do. You stand right here, and I'm going to stand here so they can see me and not them.
Okay.
Amen. We don't want you to be seen if you don't want to be seen. Don't. You're doing good right here. There you go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your presence fill this temple. Let your presence fill this temple, this young woman, Lord. Let your presence fill this temple. God! Father, you can pump out the impurities. Anything that does not do well for her. Anything that sends her away from your word. Anything that does not allow her to pray freely and to move around in your presence, Lord, remove it in the name of Jesus. Give her the freedom to serve. I rebuke every sin and unrighteousness. Everything in her that is not like you, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. There is no addiction. There is nothing greater than the Most High God. For he speaks and it is done. For he says yes and it is so. For he wills it, he commands it, and it is.
Amen.
Lord, remove anything that is not like you and cleanse her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that she will give you the greatest testimony of her life.
Yes.
We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said he did.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on, people. Tell me what you need from the Lord. I'm ready.
This is they're two main fruitful Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
They're asthmatic and they have COVID-19.
Oh. The worst thing about that is the asthma.
Mm-hmm.
God can deliver you from a cold and from asthma. God is able to deliver. I wish she had some respirator. Because I would have you to. This is what if you have access to blessed oil. If you don't, email me and I'll send you some. Asia, put in the email address that S4C Pray. Okay. Email me and I'll have you some sent out. You put a little oil on, just a little dab. You're not trying to fry chicken, okay? Just a little dab. And then rub it on your neck like this. This is what I'm seeing. And rub it on your neck. And you pray for you. If you are a believer of the Most High God, if you trust and believe in God, God will answer your prayer the same as he'll answer mine.
Amen.
He has no respect for person. If you believe and you're aligning yourself with the word of God, God will hear your prayer.
Amen.
He said, I heard you before you called. He can't hear you if he's not listening.
Amen.
He said, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. We have not because we asked it. I'm not saying you don't ask, because I hear you asking the Lord for healing and deliverance.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, he doesn't love me more than he loves you.
Amen.
If we love the same God loves us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray deliverance and healing over both of those things that have afflicted her, that have come against her, because the greater power is in us, not in it. Amen.
Amen.
The greater power is in us. God is a healer and a deliverer. I don't have to be the one praying for you. You pray for you, but it's nice to have a little company.
Amen.
Pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to think I can't get healed unless somebody else pray. That's not the case. But it is nice for somebody that you believe knows God to pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
Praying with you. Email me so we can continue to pray with you. We're praying with you.
Amen.
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 Shire Smith, pray for her family. They're unbelievers.
The toughest job, one of the toughest jobs you can have, is living in a family or a household of unbelievers, because you can't really minister to them. Even no matter what the Lord does for you, it's difficult for you to minister to them, because they remember you when you were in diapers, and they remember you when you were running around with them, and they remember all the things that you're trying to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to minister to people because they think they know you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm the only one that experienced that. It's hard. It's hard. Even if they know you know God, they don't want to receive it from you.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And so we'll be praying with you. What's her name again?
Shire Smith?
Okay, I'm gonna say Smith. Okay? What she said. We're going to be praying with you. Because we understand how difficult it is to pray for your family. However, you can pray for them in your own prayer time.
Yes.
If you have a tallit, go in wherever you pray, on the side of your bed, in the closet, in the kitchen, wherever you go and pray in peace, just you and God. Cover yourself with your tallit and call their name, cry their names out in the name of Jesus. If you don't have a tallit, email me and I will have one sent to you. That is your personal private prayer closet. And you pray for your family and your loved ones, and God will hear you. You pray for them. You don't have to lay hands on them. You pray for them and God will hear you. Amen.
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 Mark Swab, Life in Shambles.
Mark, you couldn't have come at a better time. Your life in the shambles, welcome to the house.
Amen.
We're looking for people just like you.
Woo.
Life is tore from the floor up and you don't know what else to do. Now I'm coming to God. God has said, I've been waiting on you, boy. Where you been?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes God can't do, God will step back until you get through messing with it.
Yep.
Because you can't fix it. If you could have fixed it, it had been fixed.
Yes.
God, sometimes he'll just step back and wait for you to stop messing around.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to him and say, Lord, fix me. The Lord said, I've been waiting all day for you to get here. Let's do this.
Man.
This is a perfect time for God to deliver you and to heal you and to lift you up in the name of Jesus. What's his name, Mark? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for your love and kindness. We pray for Mark that he has come around and that he has decided to allow you to handle his business. He realizes that he can't do it and that you are the only one that can really fix it right. Father, remove Mark from the situation and you fix it for him in the name of Jesus, that he will have a testimony beyond testimonies.
Amen.
Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness, that he will hold up the bloodstained banner. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you,
Jesus. How many more? 3 minutes. Okay, we'll get to talking.
Kira having demonic dreams.
Oh. Kira. I don't know how old you are, Kira, but you need to make sure you're monitoring what you're listening to. You need to monitor what you allow into your atmosphere.
Yes.
If you allow the YouTube, they don't call it hip hop anymore, whatever kind of music they got that doesn't glorify God, that don't glorify God, anything you're listening to, sometimes you can be listening to cartoons or animation and it's demonic, but because it's so cute and funny,
right,
you don't get it.
Right.
And so you're listening to it. Sometimes people are listening to this stuff in their sleep.
Yes.
They put their earphones in and go to sleep listening to this stuff. This stuff invades,
yes,
your consciousness. This stuff invades your mind. It goes in, and while you're sleeping, it's covering your atmosphere.
Yes.
It's entering into your mindset. And these things cause demons. You see demons and shadows in the room and have dreams of falling off mountains and trying to catch airplanes and all kind of madness. You need to monitor what you're listening to. You need to monitor what you let into your atmosphere. Pray about the people that are in your life. If you got people in your life, all they doing is cussing and smoking crack and weed and all that stuff, you need to get rid of them. Because that spirit may not be in you, but it could be attaching itself to you. And so in everything you try to do, it's interfering with you.
Yes.
And so you need to monitor, you need to pay attention, you need to pray over who you're making friends with, who you're living with, what's going on in your room before you go to sleep or while you're trying to go to sleep, what you're watching online, because those things will enter into your mind. I don't know if you knew this or not, but music is the only thing that can enter into your spirit without your permission. How many times have you been whistling a tune that you heard 6 months ago and you don't tell them, where did I get that from? Why am I singing this song? Why? You heard it on the radio in a car, three cars away.
Right.
And all of a sudden it has invaded your consciousness. Now you can't even think without that song popping up in your head. And you're like, why am I singing this song? Because it came in without your permission.
Right.
Music is the only thing that I'm aware of that can enter into your spirit without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be conscious of the music that you're listening to, because Satan was in charge of the music when he was in heaven.
Yeah.
He know what he's doing. And he put stuff in that music to purposely pull you away from God.
Right.
Jesus.
Father, we rebuke anything that is in the, what's her name?
Kyra.
Kyra. That's in her atmosphere. Anything that tries to enter into her sleep, we rebuke it. Anything that anything that is not like you, we call it out and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, one more. Listen, I know there's a lot more coming, but we're out of time. We started late. I'm gonna pray for one more. Email me your prayers. We have a team of people that will be praying. Whether your name is mentioned online or not, we have a team of people that will be praying over you and for you. We read all those emails. We don't just get a mail and just click it in the trash. We read all those emails. And we will respond. One of the prayer team will respond back to you. But email us. We have one email address now that we want you to send them to. And it is S4C praying with you. @AOL.com.
Amen.
Email us. This is the email address now. You can also call us at our 1-877 number. There is a extension 5, and you can tell us. And that once you leave a message, it will send a email attachment of your message to the prayer team.
Yes.
Amen. Right. So either way go, we got you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. You have several who are looking to pray for family members.
Uh-huh.
And others who are
dealing
with health issues.
Just give me the names of the health issues. Don't have to tell me. Just
health issues is Vicky. Fish.
Vicky
Emma.
Fish.
No, Vicky.
Vicky.
Fish.
And Emma. Mm-hmm. I understand about prayer issues. I mean about health issues. But I'm telling you, my God is a healer.
Yes.
You're looking at a walking miracle.
Yes. Amen.
They told me I wouldn't be here this long. My family didn't expect me to be here this long. Nobody expected me to be here this long. And some of them go. God is a healer.
Yes.
God can heal. When the doctors say I would, by the time I'm 30, I wouldn't be able to walk again, I probably can beat you running. God is a healer.
Yes.
When they told me that if I stopped taking nitroglycerin, my heart will stop. 25, 30 years ago is when they told me that. I'm still ticking. I'm telling you, God is a healer.
Yes.
Whatever, it is not up to them.
Right.
It is up to God.
That's right.
Who are you going to put your trust in? Who are you going to believe in?
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Who are you going to believe in?
Hallelujah.
Everyone will not be completely healed in this body. That's just reality.
Right.
Somebody is going to leave here with something.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to have it when you get there.
Amen.
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 You may leave here with it, but you won't have it when you get there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So So if it is the Lord's will, we're praying healing and deliverance. And until the Lord tell me it's not his will, I'm expecting healing.
Right.
Until the Lord say that's not my will, I'm expecting deliverance.
Yes.
Until God say no, don't stop praying. Don't pray for that anymore. That's not my will. I'm going to keep praying.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And what was the other one? For their families?
There's Tracy.
Tracy.
And Vicky.
Vicky.
And Sarah.
And Sarah. I understand about you wanting your family. I don't want to be the only one in my family meeting God in peace. I don't want that. I mean, if ever one of us got to go, I will accept the challenge. But I don't want, but that's not my desire.
Right.
You know, my desire is that, well, I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
My desire is that everybody go, but if ever one of us got to go, here am I, Lord. You know what I mean?
Right. And then,
they're so holy they can't laugh. What I'm saying is this. I understand where you are. I understand where you're coming from. It's hard to get family to trust God the way you do. But that does not have to hinder your prayer. That does not have to stop your prayer. That does not have to keep you from wanting their deliverance.
Right.
The only problem with that is I can't want to be healed or delivered more than you want to be healed. I can't want God for you. You never want God for you more than I want God for you.
Amen.
Amen. But email me, email us, and we will be praying for those family members. If you give us the names, we'll call out the names. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody raise your hands. We'll be Father God in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you, Father, and we will be praying until you say otherwise. We will have this service until you say differently. We will do what you have commanded us to do. We're praying for all those who are emailing their prayers, who are sending their prayer requests through the chat. We're sorry that we don't have the prayer line up just yet. As soon as the Lord releases us to do that, we will do that. We're working on it now. Father, we pray for the families. We pray for all the fathers. We pray that the Lord will lift up every family, that it will understand and choose to serve the living God. We pray that the Lord will forgive you of all sin and unrighteousness, that he will remove everything from your atmosphere that does not please him and give him praise, and that he will just fill you with his glory. We want to pray for Sean and Dominique and their family in Hawaii. We have so many families in Hawaii.
Right.
We have so many loved ones in Hawaii. We have loved ones around the world, in Hawaii, in England, in Africa, in Paris, in Guam, in London, in Japan, in China, in the United States, every state in the United States. We have members everywhere. This truly is a global mission. We have their people on islands all over the place. It's just amazing what God has done. And here's the thing, he's not finished yet.
Amen.
He's not done yet. And as long as the ark door is open, we will be preaching this gospel.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Abigail. Thank you, Abigail. Amen.